The fossil record. Now, how did it get there?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the world's leading speakers on defending the authority and accuracy of the Bible.
Evolutionists tell us that the fossil record is one of their best evidences for evolution. So how do creationists explain the layers of fossils? I'll never forget the illustration that was in my old biology textbook about fossilized fish. The evolutionist authors had drawn pictures in an attempt to explain that when a fish died, sank to the bottom, and then slowly covered by mud, and then over millions of years, layers of fish fossils formed. But think about it. Most fish float when they die. And by the time they get to the bottom, well, they're falling apart. They've been eaten by scavengers. Every time I've gone diving, I haven't seen dead fish on the ocean floor waiting to be fossilized. It takes special circumstances to quickly cover and preserve these creatures if they're going to be turned into fossils. So how do you explain billions of fossils in layers, sometimes miles thick, over much of the Earth? Well, the catastrophic global flood of Noah's day just thousands of years ago would have buried billions of such creatures and preserved them as fossils.
Today's the last day you can receive a copy of our new pocket guide on Charles Darwin. He's been much in the news recently because it's been his 200th birthday this year. To help you defend your faith, we'd love to send this pocket guide to you for your gift of any amount. Call toll-free today at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS, or on the web at answersoffer.org.